Good morning. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our service this morning. It's good to see everyone here today. It's good to be in the Lord's house this morning. We're going to ask that you join with us as we sing and open our service with All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. So if you could stand with us, good to see everyone here today. Let's open our service this morning. My pleasure to welcome you this morning. Visitors, if we have any this morning, special welcome to you. Turn and greet each other as our pastor comes to the stage this morning.
Good morning, everybody. There's a name that is above every name, and that is the name Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that one day every knee will bow and confess that He is Lord. And so that's what we do in our worship. We bow down to Him, we experience His presence, and we crown Him Lord of Lords in that way. And so what a beautiful way to start the service with that song. It's good to see you today. We welcome our Facebook people and also YouTube and radio people who join us each week. So we welcome you, and it's good to see you here today also. I'll be preaching today from Psalm 46 and be talking about how the Lord is with us. So that's what we will be talking about today. We will continue today in living in the last days. And we'll be talking about that, what it means from Psalm 46. May we pray together. Father, thank you for the day and thank you for this time. We just thank you for your presence with us here today. And Lord, we do bow down to you today. And we crown you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We submit to you today because you are God and we want to worship you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. And we thank you for this time of worship today. May we honor you in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Just a few announcements there in your bulletin to take note of. We did have a very busy week this week with upward sign-ups. So we've got around 120 kids or so. So that's great. We'll have more to follow up on that as we get the teams drafted and everything. So also, there's a list of note in your bulletin about Children's Christmas if they want to participate in that. Also, Student Life Kids Camp and the dates and times and information is listed there in your bulletin as well. So take note of those that pertain to you. And we're going to continue with our singing this morning as we're going to focus on God's presence with us and God's protection, and with Rock of Ages, and God will take care of you. So you join in with us as we sing these two hymns.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wound inside which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages left for me, let me hide myself in thee. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through every day or all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of toil, when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangerous fears shall pass the sail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through every day or all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will we deny. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through every day or all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through every day or all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Isn't that comforting to know that God will take care of us through all the way that we travel in this life? We're going to continue with that theme. It's a song entitled Through the Storm. We've sang it several times. So if you could stand with us and join on the first one, you could be seated on the second one. So join in with us as we sing Through the Storm.
Through the storm,
Sing God with us, and that's a very familiar song that we've sang many times. Ties into our pastor's message this morning and the scripture that will be read this morning. He is with us, Emmanuel.
Who are we that you would be? In ways that we never should be.
That your word is promised that you're with us. God, you live within our hearts. We thank you for the presence that you occupy there in our heart and our life. We thank you for the opportunity we have to lift up your name this morning. I pray that you were honored and glorified today. Your name was praised. Thank you for those that were here this morning. I pray that your blessings be upon their life. Open our hearts now to receive your word. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you, worship team. In these last days in which we are living, and the Bible tells us that we are living in the last days, Jesus talked a lot about that. But in these last days that we're living before the coming again of Jesus Christ, we need to know that God is with us. And that is Psalm chapter 46. So listen to the words of Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, although the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, the waters will be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Selah. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved, He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Matthew chapter 24, the disciples were listening to Jesus teach. The Bible says that he sat on the Mount of Olives, and Jesus was teaching about the things of the last days. So the Bible tells us in Matthew 24 that they asked two questions of Jesus. The first question they asked in Matthew 24:3 was this: when shall these things be? In other words, they were asking Jesus about the time of his coming again. And then the second question they asked Jesus, verse 3, was what will be the signs of your coming? And so in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus goes through that whole chapter to answer the question. Now they asked the question of when, of the timing first, and then they asked the question of what shall be the signs of the last days second. But in Matthew 24, the way Jesus answered the question was to reverse that. In other words, they asked A, B, and he answered it B, A. In other words, he answered the question about the signs first and then the timing second. But in that chapter, in talking about the timing of the second coming and us getting close to the time when Jesus Christ would come again, what Jesus highlighted was this. Jesus highlighted in Matthew 24:6, he said, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled." So what Jesus is saying is, as we live in the last days, which that's where we are, as we get closer to the coming of Christ, people are going to be troubled. There's going to be a lot of fear about what's going on in the world. And so Jesus said that these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So he highlighted that in these last days in which we live, that there's going to be fear. That's why we need Psalm 46. We need to know, with all that's going to happen in our world, that God is with us. And then in Luke 21:26, he highlighted the fear that would grip the hearts of men in the last days by saying this: men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. And looking at what is going on and seeing all the conflict, all the trouble, all the stuff that's going on in our world today, Jesus said what's going to happen is, as we get closer to his coming again, that these things are going to intensify in a person's life and a person's heart. And I think we see that, and we're experiencing that in our day. So in these distressing days that we find ourselves living in, then what do we do? Well, we go to the Scripture, we go to the Lord, and that place today is Psalm 46 that we're looking at. J. Dwight Pentecost is he was a professor at Dallas Theological Seminary. And he's written a book. The book is about this thick, big, thick book about the second coming and things to come. But on 9/11, some of the students asked him, what does all this mean? What does all this mean? And they said all Dr. Pentecost would say is Psalm 46. Psalm 46. That's where you need to go. Martin Luther, who was the famous church father, theologian, preacher, who led the Reformation, Christian Reformation, Psalm 46 was his favorite psalm. Sometimes we sing the hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." Psalm 46 was his inspiration for writing that hymn that we sing, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." When Luther, it is said of Luther, when he became discouraged and fearful, he would always go to Psalm 46 and he would sing Psalm 46. Every word of Psalm 46 would be a hymn to him. When I find myself feeling discouraged and fearful and kind of afraid about what I see happening in our world today, Psalm 46 is a psalm that I go to. I love going to this psalm. It has become the go-to chapter of many Americans today. On the events of 9/11 and when Dr. Billy Graham gave a memorial service for the survivors of 9/11 and all the people affected by that, the chapter that he used in the Bible for that service was Psalm 46. Ann Landers was a famous syndicated columnist. And what Ann Landers would do, would people would write in and they would talk about all their troubles and problems, and what she would do was to write responses to try to help them. At the height of her career, it is said that she received some 10,000 letters a week to Ann Landers, people talking about different problems and troubles that they were having. In an interview that was given by Ann Landers, they asked her, what was the common denominator among all the correspondence that she received? And here's, I'm quoting her, here's what she said. She said, the great overriding theme of all the letters that she read was fear. Fear of nearly everything, until the problem became for countless readers a fear of life itself. Jesus said in these last days in which we're living that fear would be a problem with a lot of people. That fear would be something that would grip the hearts of people because of all the uncertainty that we see in the world today. Uncertainty, the things seem like are falling apart, and a lot of things in our world that used to be stable are not stable. Well, that's what Psalm 46 is talking about. It's talking about all the things in life that become unstable, but we find our stability in God. I like the illustration of little boy. I love this illustration. I hope you will bear with me as I share it with you, but I thought it fit in as I read it about Psalm 46. But the little boy was asked by his mother to go out on the porch and get the broom. Go fetch the broom. Now, I was raised in mill company houses in Little City, and I know what that is. You know, you kept stuff on the porch, and that's where you went to get it, and it could be very dark because we didn't have the lighting like we have today. But his mama said, go out there and fetch the broom for me. He said, well, Mom, it's dark out there on that porch. And he said, I'm afraid of the dark. She said, well, you know, the Lord will be with you. Jesus is everywhere, so he will take care of you. And the little boy thought and said this. He said, well, if Jesus is out there, then let Jesus get the broom and bring it inside. And I think, you know, at times we've kind of felt that way. You know, well, Lord, where are you? And I need you. And I thought that little story illustrated what I'm talking about here today. Our security in the darkness is in knowing that the Lord is with us, and that's what Psalm 46 is about. In Psalm 46, in verse 1, verse 5, verse 7, verse 11, the theme is repeated, God is with us. So we find it there. Now, many Bible scholars believe the background of Psalm 46 was in the days of King Hezekiah. In 701 B.C., there was a king by the name of Sennacherib who was the king of Assyria. The capital of Assyria, you might know this from the Bible, was the city of Nineveh. When you think about Nineveh, you think about Jonah, but that Nineveh was the capital of Assyria. But in 701 B.C., the army of Sennacherib had surrounded the city of Jerusalem. And of course, the city of Jerusalem had walls built around the city to protect it. And the Assyrian king sent a letter to Hezekiah, and what he did in that letter was to mock God. And he urged Hezekiah to surrender. In 2 Kings 19:14, and Hezekiah, the Bible says, and Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and he spread it before the Lord. Hezekiah did what we need to do when we find ourselves being fearful, when we find ourselves in trouble, when all the things of life seem to be coming against us, and that is go to the Lord in prayer. He went to the Lord in prayer about the invasion. The Bible says he just took that letter and he spread it out before the Lord. And he left it in God's hand. In verse 35 of 2 Kings 19, the scripture says this, and it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. When the people of the Lord arose early in the morning, there were corpses everywhere. Now here's the point. Psalm 46 is, that's the background of Psalm 46. What Hezekiah found was that the Lord would be with him. In the very night that Hezekiah was praying, the very night when he took that letter from the king of Assyria, and he spread it out before the Lord, knowing that he had 185,000 troops that were going to come against the city of Jerusalem, there was nothing humanly he could do. The only thing he could do was to spread that out before the Lord and say, Lord, here it is. That is our example. And Psalm 46 is written to commemorate that great victory that God gave to Israel that day. You know how God took care of that problem? He sent one angel to destroy 185,000 troops in the army of Assyria that night. God took care of it. So what we see here in this psalm, and it breaks down in three stanzas, is three truths that I want to share with you. Psalm 46 is a psalm of trust and confidence. First of all, the first truth here is God is our refuge and strength. Do you see the word trouble there in verse 1? That God is our refuge, He's our strength in a time of trouble. The word trouble there means to be in a tight place. That's where Hezekiah was. That's the background of this psalm. He was in a tight place. He was in a situation that, like I said, that brought a lot of fear, uncertainty. He couldn't win the battle in his human strength, but God gave him the victory. And so one of the truths of Psalm 46 is this, that no matter how bad it gets, and no matter how hard it gets, and no matter what the trouble is that you're facing, God can make a way because He is our strength and He is our refuge. In Proverbs 18:10, and I love the song that the worship team sang today, but here's what Psalm 18:10 tells us. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are saved. So He is our security. He's our hiding place. He's our tower. Erwin Lutzer, a popular pastor in Chicago, said this. He said, we must cling to what is unmovable in an age when everything that has been nailed down is being torn up. Psalm 46:1 says that God is a very present help in time of trouble. You know what that means? God is always present. God is always there. He's just not our help, but He is a present help. That means that God is always available. That means that God is present in every situation. That's what it means, that He's a present help. It means that God is accessible. It means that God is easy to find in our time of trouble. 2 Kings 19:35 again says that that night when Hezekiah was praying, that God was a very present help to him. In the very time of trouble, what did God do? God gave him the victory. God was his fortress. God was his refuge. God was his strength. See, God's help is always right on time, just like it was for King Hezekiah. I mean, the army of Assyrians, of the Assyrian army, was going to attack that morning, but they didn't make it to the morning time. Why? Because God had a different timetable. You see, God's timetable may be different than your timetable, but what the Bible says here in this psalm is that God is a present help, that His timing is perfect, that He's always there at the nick of time. God will make a way. In Psalm 46:5 here, the Bible is telling us, and what it's speaking of in verse 5 is the city of Jerusalem. The city of God that's mentioned here in chapter 46, that's Jerusalem. Jerusalem is God's city. But God in verse 5 of Psalm 46, God was in the midst of her. God was in the midst of His city. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn, just at the time when the army was going to invade Jerusalem. God was there to protect her, and God will be there for us. Isaiah 41:10 says it this way, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will hold you with my righteous hand." As we move closer to the coming of Jesus Christ, we need this truth. Because there are going to be fearful days. There are going to be days of uncertainty. I mean, it's not going to get any better, folks. And Jesus told us that. He said, in the last days, there will be difficult days, troubled times. The Bible uses the word perilous. There will be perilous times. It will seem like that things are out of control. So we need to know that He is with us. The second truth from this psalm is that God is our river of joy. Psalm 46 and verse 4 through 7 is where you see this. Verse 4 in Psalm 46, "There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God." Now, what's he talking about there? Like I said, the background of this psalm is when the Syrian army was coming against Israel. You know what Hezekiah did? Hezekiah hewed out of stone a river. They went outside of the city walls of Jerusalem, knowing that this invasion was coming. And what they did was to create a tunnel from a pool outside of the city of Jerusalem, from a stream, and they took it under the walls of the city of Jerusalem, and it became a river to them. In the New Testament, you read about the Pool of Siloam. That's where people went to want to be healed, and where Jesus performed healings at the Pool of Siloam. This tunnel that Hezekiah dug and the river that flowed under the walls of Jerusalem to bring water inside the city of Jerusalem, that is the river that Psalm 46 is talking about. It was a great feat of engineering. It was 1,700 feet long. They began at one end outside and one end inside the city, and they hewed out this tunnel. What a great thing that was. But it became a river for them. It became a way for them to survive because, as you know, Jerusalem, a lot of cities here in America, a lot of the big cities in America today are built right next to a river. But Jerusalem is not that way. There's no river inside the city of Jerusalem. But this became a river for them. You see, what the psalmist is saying here to us, God is our river. He is that stream of joy. Everything that this river was to the people of God in Jerusalem is what God is to us. You see, underneath the surface, they had a river that gave them life, that gave them joy. Underneath the surface in your soul and your heart, I mean, the world may be, you know, the world may be falling apart and things out of control and trouble here and trouble there and all these things going on. But deep in your soul, there is a river of joy. There is a river that makes glad. God is in the midst of her in that city, but God is in the midst of you. He is present with you, and His timing is always perfect. As verse 5 says, at the break of dawn, God showed up and gave Hezekiah the victory. In this psalm, we see here that God is our refuge. We should not fear, but also He is our strength. He is our joy. But there's a third truth. God is our God. And this brings us to the third stanza here. In verse 8 through 11 is how he concludes this psalm. And what these verses do, they underscore the sovereignty of God. In other words, God is our God. That's what he's saying. And he does it by talking about the works of God and the ways of God. Verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who hath made desolation in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. Now, what he's talking about here, folks, this hadn't happened yet. But one day it will. And so he's looking to the future, when one day there'll be no more war, there'll be no more battle, there'll be no more conflict on this earth. That's God's way of doing things. That's God's work and what he's doing. And so what he's doing here is calling on us to surrender to the control of God. And he's calling on the nations to surrender to the control of God. It may look like that everything's out of control, but everything is working toward an end. In Matthew 24, when Jesus spoke of the last days, he talked about how that fear would come and how it would grip the hearts of people. He talked about the time when Jesus Christ, when he would come again. And he talked about, you know, all the trouble, and he talked about a time of tribulation and all the great things that are going to happen here. And those things are going to happen. And part of that is that when he comes again, there'll be no more war. There'll be no more trouble on this earth because he will establish his kingdom. And that's what he's talking about here. In Philippians 2, 9 through 11, listen to these verses. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him, given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow of those things in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. You know where we find our security? In bowing down to the control of the Lord in our life every day. To say, Lord, no matter what trouble may come, no matter what the situation is, no matter what I see going on in the world today, I know that you are God and that you are in control. Psalm 46:11 says that the Lord of hosts is with me. The Lord of hosts is with us. We sang about that this morning too. You see, the words "with us" in the original Hebrew, that's one word. We get our name, our word, Emmanuel, from this word. The Lord is with us. That is translated in the New Testament, Emmanuel. That is the name that Jesus Christ carried. That is the name that He bore. In Matthew, the Bible tells us that His name will be called Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. So the ultimate expression of our trust and faith in the Lord is to believe that He is with us, that God is with us, and that we know that He is, that we can put faith and trust in Him. If you know the Lord, and this is for those who know the Lord, the assurance from the Bible is that no matter what comes in life, and no matter what these last days will bring, God will be with you. And that is our trust, and that's our confidence. And I hope that's your faith and trust and confidence. And I hope that you have trust and faith in Him, because He is the answer. He's the answer to fear. He's the answer to our problems. He's the answer to the uncertainty of the last days. You may be familiar with the name John Wesley. John and Charles Wesley were great evangelists and songwriters, and really, they gave rise to what we know as the Methodist Church. In 1701, at the age of 87, John Wesley died. His families were gathered around him, and he was getting ready to go home to heaven. And the way the story goes, with his feeble voice, he raised his hands, lying on his bed, "Farewell, farewell." But his closing words were this: "Best of all, God is with us. Best of all, God is with us." And in these last days that we're living, and these days of uncertainty, best of all, God is with us. He is our refuge. He is our strength. Let's stand for our prayer. Lord, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for the truth of Psalm 46. And certainly in these days of trouble and difficulty and uncertainty, in these days of fear, this is what we need to know. We need to know that You are with us. And Lord, as we think about Your presence with us, it gives us so much hope. It gives us so much faith and assurance. Father, I pray for those today who need to place their faith and trust in You. I pray that they would make that commitment today. May they call out to You to be their strength, to be their refuge. Lord, You are our strong tower, and we run to You because You are our security and You are our help. I pray today that during this invitation time that we would look to You, find the confidence and faith in knowing that best of all, You are with us. In Your name we pray. Amen.
Just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou bidst me come to Thee. God, I come.
Glad that He is our strength and refuge. He's our river of joy, and He is our God. And that's what Psalm 46 is all about. Go this week in His strength and in His help, and go this week knowing that God is with you wherever you go. God bless you all. Worship team will come now with a closing song of benediction.
Thank you, Pastor. As we go through this week and look for opportunities to serve Him, we serve Him because we love Him. So hopefully this song will be in your mind this week as we go through the week. Okay?
I will serve Thee because I love Thee. You have given life to me.
God bless you this week.